Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things you believe to be impossible are in fact very much possible?
Reality is not what you think it is. It is so much more complicated, fascinating, and above all, terrifying.
We are at the fringes of the map.
And there's more than just dragons.
So, here's something about combat. So when you are dealing with an attacker in melee range, you get your defense to subtract from their attack, basically. So what is your defense?
Fuck.
Yeah?
One.
All right. So I'm going to take the wolf's attack of 8, and I'm going to subtract 1.
What? I'm going to die.
You might be okay.
You take 5 points of lethal damage as you feel. What's your hit points?
How many circles?
I've only got 6.
All right, so you're in a lot of trouble. So lethal damage is a X. You would mark.
Why was
as
Harry faster than me, firstly? That doesn't make any sense. He's an old man.
I rolled. He got more successes than your 0.
Yeah.
And also, he got a head start because he started running first.
Fucking Harry. Piece of shit.
So
I'm going to fucking kill him when I get him.
You take 5 points of lethal damage, yeah, which means that you take up to. So just put an X in every box up until the last, which you leave free if you have 6 points of health. Lethal damage heals at a rate of 1 point per day unless you receive medical attention.
Okay.
And you need to receive medical attention pretty quickly to downgrade that. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's like slowly over the course of time that you heal this up. Mm-hmm. And now, because you are nearly full lethal, you take a -2 to all actions.
Good luck there, buddy. Should have run away.
So, I was running away. This wolf came out of nowhere.
You look up and you see the wolf. It's slobbering jaws dripping down on you. You feel something hot hitting you and you look down to expecting to see saliva, but you see your own blood on your chest.
I've got an...
Boom, 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 okay. Boom, boom, boom. Harry comes in from the side. It's his turn.
Yeah.
He comes in from the side and he delivers the most powerful kick that he has in his entire life. He's using his willpower.
Fuck, that rolls.
Harry kicks. You hear a as the wolf rolls off you and Harry is now standing over you. Ron, he says, well, it's your turn.
Let's go. So I just grab you. I run.
You start scrambling. Yeah, get into the house, and then it is the wolf's turn.
Oh god, it's gonna come in the house. Close the door.
Yeah. I hate that little. It's subtle, but Adam's little.
I feel
little
like I'm
head
dead.
Flick. It's a grim one.
Harry takes.
Uh oh.
9 points of lethal damage.
Harry,
the wolf bites Harry's leg. Pulls and Harry falls onto his back, looking from the ground, looking up at you. Harry calls out, close the door. And then the wolf descends upon him. It starts shaking from side to side, throwing Harry around.
Oh, no.
Fuck. Do I have any, like, can I do a quick, like, check if there's anything I can use as a tool to bash the fuck out of this wolf or scare it or do any, is there anything I can, any tools?
The wolf slams Harry against a tree once. Twice, and on the second slam, Harry goes limp.
So again, before
it is now your turn.
Okay,
we missed Harry's turn.
Yeah, that's so sad.
I know.
I had so many questions to ask him.
So many questions, and also, where the fuck am I? Okay, am I going to be wasting a turn if I try to find something to fight this wolf with? Have I got time?
You will
to do
be
that?
Spending a turn looking for a weapon. Yes,
so that means that after that, the wolf can turn and get me.
Depending on how long it's going to last with Harry.
I feel like I'm going to... No, look, I do. I yeah, man, the guy saved me. Yeah, so yeah. I look around. I look around to see if there's anything I can do to help him.
All right, one success. Heisel, that's enough to find a weapon.
Yeah.
You've got a weapon. Or you've found a weapon. Highs or lows for the quality of this weapon?
You son of a bitch. Highs.
Highs?
What does that mean?
I don't know. You going highs? Do you want to change?
What is this? What do you reckon?
Dude, you just got to pick and stick to it. That's the trick.
Right, fine, I'll stay.
You'll stay with highs? Poor choice.
No, Jackson, you fucked me. I was going to change.
You look around and you're like, there must be a gun here somewhere. There's got to be like a fucking gun in a fucking mansion or something, yeah. Right? You look around, you see hide nor hair of any proper weapon, but you do see that leaning near the doorway to this mansion, there is a set of different sets of like recreational sporting equipment. Among them is a cricket bat.
Okay. I grab the cricket bat.
Sure.
And I start trying to get the wolf's attention whilst running into the house.
All right. How do you get the wolf's attention?
I'm going to start banging the cricket bat and screaming at the wolf and be like, hey, fucking let him go. Fucking let him go. All right. Come on. Come over here. Hey, fucking hey. You stupid fucking wolf. You already got a taste of me. Come on. Come back at me. Come on, you stupid wolf. Come on. Can the wolf fit in the house?
Well, through the double door entryway, yes.
Okay, so that's my strategy.
But you see a lot of other doors in this house that are single, like single doorway, and you think the wolf, you don't know, but you think the wolf might struggle to get through those.
Yeah, so in other words, I can get him in and then I can get out as
well. Certainly try.
All right, so that's what I'm trying to do. So I'm like, hey, you fucking wolf.
You start banging the cricket bat and you start moving. So you're this bottom level. You're like, it's a lot of open spaces. You can see doorways, but they're all closed right now. You don't know where they lead. And you see a set of stairs, like a grand set of stairs going straight and up to a landing up top. Where would you like to go? Would you like to pick a door or the stairs? Basically, there are multiple doors, but you don't know where any of them go. So
when I was running into the house, when you first described this house to me, is the upstairs the kind of place where I could actually crawl out a window? Like from clocking it?
From...
And like probably like... Because, you know, like you a lot of these things would have awnings and stuff, so a person could easily climb down and up. Well, not easily, but could do it. So is it the kind of house where I can do that?
You could try. You don't think it's going to kill you, but you could break a leg doing that.
I think I'm probably going to... Oh, but then again, if I go to one of the doors, then I can close the door behind me.
That's true. Wolf can't handle a door.
Wolf can't handle the door, right?
Wolf can't handle a door.
Okay. All right, I'm doing that then. Yeah, so I bolt down whatever. You're saying there's a whole bunch of doors?
Yeah.
So I'm still firstly, has it worked?
Oh, yeah. The wolf has let go of Harry and is looking at you.
Okay, so I'm running down and I'm just going to pick. Because the thing is, if you're going to a door, you can't see what's out. I feel like if.
You don't want to get trapped in a room. You don't want to go in a door.
I'm just trying to think, if you're panicking, what would you do? I feel like if you would just run.
Pick a door.
You just pick a door. But also, I don't know if you do that or you just run up the stairs like fucking, you know what I mean? Like, but I want to get, so let's go, let's fuck it. I'd get eaten by the wolf, obviously, while I made a decision. Yeah. All right, fuck it. I'm just going to pick a door. So second on the left.
All right. So you slam open the second door on the left, step into the room. It's a room with a giant grand piano in the center. And then you can see there's like kind of a dancing area around it. Some seating. It looks like some sort of, like a ballroom almost.
Yeah.
You can see that above this room, there is a landing where people could stand and look down into the ballroom. There is a giant, on the other side of the mansion, there is a giant glass. Well, the walls are just one giant glass window, basically. So
come on.
If the wolf went around the house, it could potentially just break its way in. Although that is a lot of glass, so potentially it could also hurt the wolf to do that. You don't know.
Yeah, and is there any other doors?
There's no doors, but you see a set of stairs going up to that landing, and you can't see much on that landing. There could be doors up there. You hear foot pads coming into the building, and then they start like... Pop, 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 pop. It slowly turns from 4 feet to 2.
Oh, no, dude.
So the door's closed at this point, right?
Did you close the door? If you close the door behind you, it is.
Because I would have seen it. You're saying I heard it, right? So
you are not. You can, if you want, look behind you if you've left the door open.
Well, because I was trying to get the wolf's attention. So, yeah. So, I did, like, I don't know what the time frame is we're dealing with here, but basically, I was walking down there screaming, trying to get the wolf's attention.
Yeah.
I've slammed open the door. Mm-hmm. I've walked in and I've looked out as you're saying this. So, if that's the case, yeah. So, I've looked out.
So, if you've left the door open, you could turn back and you can see what you're, you can see what you're dealing with.
Yeah. Okay. So, I definitely know the wolf's following me. I've heard that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Then, fuck it. I've slammed the door shut. Yeah. Yeah. The door slammed shut. All right. Yeah.
So, You hear those footsteps almost calmly reach the door, and then you hear,
"Please, for the love of God, is that you, Harry?"
You hear a woman's voice from the other side of the door. "No. You
Who's
called
this?
For me."
Okay, I'm not dumb, so I know exactly what's going on. Okay, wait a second. No, but who, no, wait. Who called for you? I'm trying to go to try and raise, fuck it. I'm going to use some persuasion out of this.
Yeah, nice.
What is your, what do you mean? Who called for you?
Doesn't matter who rings the bell.
Well,
someone answers the door no matter what.
I don't think someone rang the bell though. Because someone has to say it three times, right? No one said your name three times.
No response.
Well, I'm just saying, if you got some supernatural laws all of a sudden, they don't count if someone's repeating it in echo. Did someone say three times?
No, it was an echo.
No, someone said an echo, right?
Word of caution. This time, the voice comes from the balcony, not the other door. If you're going to hide, don't hide in the person's house.
So Nat's upstairs.
You can hear the voice. It's coming from the balcony. It's walking. You can tell the voice is coming slowly along the balcony, but you can't see the person.
Okay, so obviously, there's only one option here. I quietly open the door while still trying to engage the voice.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, but why do we have to get into any sort of fight here? Why don't we just get along? What is your point? What do you want? What do you want out of this?
You open the door a little bit, yeah, and then a knife, a bloody knife, comes through the gap that you've made. You haven't opened it in such a way that the knife can hit you, but the person's obviously like trying to get through the little hole you've made to stab at you. The knife is incredibly bloody already, as is the hand wielding it. You can tell it's a woman's hand.
Okay. I'm going to look right here. I've got Brawl 3.
Sure.
And I reckon as my positive, which means if I can take, I've got extra points. If I'm pretty sure if I reckon I can take him. A knife wielding hand from a woman, I can take it. So yeah, fuck it. I'm grabbing this thing and I'm wrestling it out.
All right, cool.
Please, please, please.
Two successes. Oh, you have control of the hand with the knife.
Yeah.
Mary tries to regain control. She can't.
All right.
She's like twisting and turning, and maybe you get like a little cut on your arm, but it doesn't do any damage. It's just like a superfluous cut. Yeah. You feel the stinging pain, but you don't take any damage from this. It's your turn again. You're still on either side of this door.
Ah, so what I'm gonna try to actually overpower her. So
Do you wanna take her to the ground or do you wanna take the knife?
Hmm.
And I would say taking the knife, because she's on the other side of a door, I would say you have a plus one, but taking her to the ground, you have a negative one because she's on the other side of a door.
I just feel like in the heat of the moment, you'd just be grabbing. But I guess you're trying to grab the knife.
Yeah,
oh,
it's up to you, Connor.
Ah, fuck. All right. You know what? I'm a brawler. So yeah, fuck it. I'm grabbing her and I'm trying to overpower her. So I'm taking her to the ground.
You yank and then you twist in such a way that you force her. Otherwise, you'll break her arm. You force her down onto the ground. She's still on the other side of the door. She starts screaming. It's ear pitched. It's like destroying your eardrums. So piercing a scream.
Shut the fuck up, you crazy fucking bitch.
The knife plunges into your arm. You take 2 points of lethal damage, which means you are on full lethal and have 1 point of aggravated damage. When you were at full aggravated, you die. Also, you need to make a check to stay conscious.
This is bullshit.
I'm dead, man. This is it.
Nah, you got this.
You can spend, sorry, as I've stated before, but I'll remind you, you can spend willpower to stay awake. You don't have to make the roll.
I'm going to use the willpower to stay conscious right now.
All right, mark off a point of willpower.
Yeah.
And you don't need a roll, you just stay conscious.
Yeah, but now it's my turn.
It's your turn, yeah. What would you like to do?
Stab the bitch.
Well, you need control of the knife.
Well, you already won. You said I got the overpowering.
You got her to the ground.
So I've overpowered her on the ground. I've got fucking control here.
She, you, You have her on the ground, but she has control of the knife right now.
If I physically have her on the ground...
Well, you physically have her on the
ground. I better be getting at least a plus one in this rule, is all I'm saying. If I've got her on the ground, there has to be a benefit here.
Well, she is now prone and you are standing, so if you wanted to run, you have the benefit of not having to get up like she does.
I was picturing him having actually just, like, wrestled her to the ground. That's what I would have thought he would have done.
If you wanted to, you could open the door and try to properly pin her so that she can't do anything, but she gets to still struggle and everything. You've just, because you've been doing this on the other side of a door, it's not really the optimum way to stop a fight.
I just don't understand how physically, this really seems like it's rigged against, I don't know how I've grabbed a hand, dragged someone to the ground, and I don't have any advantage on the knife front. This is so unfair. All right. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going for it. I'm taking the knife and stab her. Whatever I got to do that.
All right. You have the knife.
And I've stabbed her.
You have the knife.
This is so unfair. You're making this as difficult for me as possible.
It's her turn. The hand wrenches out of your grip and slips back past the door. It's your turn. Would you like to just spend another point of willpower?
This just feels like this deck's stacked against me. To be honest, I feel like I'm not overpowering this ghost. Huh. And anyway, that's through the giant windows.
Yeah, you could break your way through the giant window if you wanted to. That would probably hurt you. Or there is the stairs up to the balcony.
But the balcony is the same thing.
You don't know. Here. You don't know how it works.
Okay. Well, look, I'm doing a run. I'm going out the window. Fuck it. I'm
all right. You're going to break your way out the window?
Through. Yeah, fuck it.
You... run your way, you slam into the window. 5 successes.
Hey.
Congratulations.
Can I get a recovery of something then? For fuck's sake.
I will allow for 5 successes. I will give you, let me give you some options. First option, you break out and you fall unconscious and then you don't need to worry about anything anymore.
Give yourself over to oblivion.
Yeah, just
no let more it, stress.
Just
sweet
let it,
release.
No, blissfully it's, let it end.
Okay, it's it's very tempting. All right.
Option number 2, I will allow you to break out of here with no damage. So you break through the glass, and miraculously, just the way you break it, maybe you come at it with such force that the glass doesn't have like just knocks out of your way and doesn't hurt you somehow. Option number 3, it hurts you, you stay
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Just, but... I don't know. What's something you want?
First aid.
First aid? It hurts you. You stay conscious. What's and you name? Break it in just such a way that you are really close to Harry, who has the med kit.
He does have med kit.
Yeah.
I took it off him.
That's right. You did too. No, actually,
no, but we went to the truck.
Yeah, when you got back there.
That's true, fair. He absolutely would have grabbed the second kit.
Yeah, he absolutely would have grabbed the second one.
What are you doing to me? Why do you hate me, Cannonball? Why does everyone hate me? Why did I move to this godforsaken country? All right.
Or option 4, it hurts you. You stay conscious. You are not near Harry, but an unnamed good thing that I have already determined happens.
Ooh. Always go for the mystery box.
Well, the fact is, I'm still like, the way things are going, about 16 rolls away from getting that goddamn first aid kit. Yeah, yeah. I'd go for the mystery box.
Mystery box?
Oh, I'm going for that mystery box. Let's hope we got some lucky chunks.
You take 2 points of lethal damage, so you've got another 2 points of aggravated.
I am so I am 3 aggravated away from dying.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Are you telling me?
Yep. You burst outside. Cuts all over you, bleeding heavily, terrified for your life. You take a deep, big breath. You look up. You can see, and you see.
Please tell me it's her dying. Please tell me she's dead.
Between two trees, looking at you with genuine, absolute concern, is Tom Long. Over one shoulder, he has a rifle slung. And looking at you, he says, "You all right there?"
What does
cannonball.
Come on! At least let me have a quip.
You may quip.
Okay, wait. Oh no, fuck. Now I'm out of quips. Damn it!
What does it look like was good?
You fought so hard for this quip.
No, I was gonna say it's been too long, but I was going to say you're a sight for sharp eyes, but you're not the right person for that either.
He's babbling. Get him in the truck.
Okay, no. Oh, fuck. Took you way too long.
Have I arrived back at the car?
Yeah, you. If you were trying to make your way back there, you get back to the Land Rovers.
Mm. No one's here yet?
No one's here. Mm.
What am I doing? What am I doing?
This is way too relaxed after what I've just been through.
Well, okay, I'm going to get in the car, and I'm going to jot down in my little notebook what happened,
mm-hmm.
And be like, let's look into this pirate myth or whatever.
In the distance, you hear... You don't see it, you just hear helicopters.
Who could be... Who has helicopters nearby?
You have... nearest helicopters would be from... Oh, actually, no. Your ranger station is not big enough. Mm. Your ranger station is not big enough to keep 24-hour ranger surveillance.
Service, yeah.
You are probably... So...
There might be one up Montrose way?
Yeah, Montrose or Center, probably, which is the nearest major population center. They would definitely... Their ranger service has round-the-clock support and also air support. So it could be them. It could be a news service, fire service, that sort of stuff.
All right, I'll get on the radio. Sue Ellen, this is Cannonball.
Yeah?
I've just seen some... Or heard some rather helicopters going over the top of me. You know anything about that?
Yeah, apparently there's some strange vehicles in town or some such like that. There's I was just on the phone to a friend, and she's saying that they're locking down the town or something.
Do you know why?
I don't know. It was some government thing or some such. They're calling it maybe some sort of like accident has happened. Somewhere?
Well, as soon as I meet up with the others, I'll head back to the station.
Yeah, no worry about that.
All right, then. See you in a bit, Sue Ellen.
See you then.
All right, I'll, click it back on. I'd like to try and think, within the last 3 days, or even, let's say, month, if anything abnormal has happened in town. Any event, any situation, anything atypical, or have things been pretty much smooth sailing?
Any amount is actually abnormal, but a lot of farmers from down south, a little bit further away, so not around the state park, but a lot of farmers south have reported that their livestock are being killed. That is very unusual. You do not get that. Sometimes maybe livestock go missing, and sometimes maybe they're killed. But the cause of death is always immediately obvious, like a train or a car hit them. This is like a predator is taking them down.
Sounds like a symptom, not the flu, I say to myself.
Other than that, you've been hearing... So there's, in Salt Fork, there is Cubbage Road, which is a just like one of the... before the streets around here become trails, Cubbage Road is kind of like a local folky sort of thing. Mm. There's apparently some sort of satanic cult that does stuff around Cubbage Road,
yeah,
or does rituals around Cubbage Road. You know that's incorrect. Yeah. You have gone out to kids looking for the kids not in the cult,
yeah,
but looking for the cult. You've gone out to calls for that many times now. There is the only building out there is owned by Dave Wattle, who is an Olympian.
Oh, cool.
He is, from the 1950s. He was an Olympian. He owns a building out there, and the stories say that the cult practices shit outside of his house. That is not true. You have met him several times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He has a little sign out the front of his property where he's like, "We don't even listen to Judas priests." you know that he's very good-natured about it as well. Part of the sign is like, "Hey, if you really want to learn about the cult, people keep jumping into my fucking property.
Yeah, yeah.
Just call me between these hours and you can have a look around the property."
Has something happened with him recently?
Yeah, he has been reporting. He's like, some of these kids are getting a bit fucking weird. They're like dressing up in robes and shit. And he's like been a little worried about it.
It's like another. That could be something going on. That could be something. All right, I write down Cubbage Road in my little notebook. And then I suppose I'll just wait. Is there still an apple turnover in the car from this morning?
Yeah, sure.
I think there is. All right, I open up. I know you bought it, but I'm going to have it.
I haven't had lunch. I was looking forward to that apple turnover.
Maybe I break it in half and I start eating half of it. Like, thoughtfully, half in, half out of the car, kind of chewing on it, you know, pondering.
You're sitting there and then you do a double take because just scanning around, it feels like they just materialized out of nothing.
Mm.
The kid with the ghost, dressed as the ghost with just the sheet over them, is standing between two trees.
Mm. Mm. I reach in for the other half of the apple turnover and hold it out. Mm.
They turn around to look behind them and then point in that direction.
I've seen this kid in a ghost costume, sorry, multiple times. With the other kids. Mm. Okay, I'll get up out of the car and close it behind me. You got something you want me to see?
They just keep pointing in that direction.
What's in that direction? Nothing? Just woods?
You see several sets of tracks. You can tell that one set is quite old, or not old, but older than the other sets. And it looks at just a single person trudging off into the forest in that direction. Then there are two other sets. You can see that one of them is kind of leading the way as the other one follows. You imagine that this is potentially Tom Long and then Harry with Connor.
All right. I'd like to get out my little notepad and I'll write a note for the others being like, I'll meet you back at the station or something like that. Cannonball. Yeah.
And you're leaving it in the...
And I'll leave it, yeah, like on the windshield of their car.
The ghost... The little ghost kid walks to the back of, it would be your vehicle,
mm,
and then looks into the back of your vehicle.
I'd like to come around, like, beside the ghost kid.
The ghost reaches out, and you can see that they mean to touch the rifle in the back.
Something dangerous, I say.
They pat the rifle.
I think back to the pirate fight I nearly had. Swing it over my shoulder. Sure.
The little ghost sticks, like... gestures to you with a hand,
yeah,
underneath,
yeah,
the sheet to hold your hand.
I reach down and hold the ghost's hand. Lead the way.
It doesn't feel like you feel a solid hand underneath the sheet. Oh, by the way, you have not seen... When I say point, I mean from under the sheet. You do not
see... Yeah, I've not seen the kid still, yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't feel so much like a hand that you're holding, more just like a mitten or something like that, like a solid thing. And then the kid starts leading you.
As we're walking, you're not local, are you? I say to the kid.
The ghost turns to look at you and nods.
Oh, you are local.
They nod again.
Well, I ain't never seen you before.
They don't respond to that.
You wouldn't happen to know the kids that broke into my trailer, would you?
They nod.
Do you know why they did that?
They nod.
But I suppose you can't tell me.
They look at you and say, circle.
Circle. Well, that's not very clear at all. That seems like a... Perhaps a bit of a
not an ironic question, but a bit of an odd question to be asking you, but you seen anything strange in town recently?
Abaddon.
Abaddon. That word mean anything to me?
Yeah, you know what the word Abaddon means.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Hebrew term.
Mm-hmm.
It has a Greek equivalent, Apollon.
Uh-huh.
I might be pronouncing that incorrect.
I'll answer you on that.
You know that it has, you know that it means like destruction.
Mm.
It has terms of, like, it means stuff like bottomless pit, archangel. It's basically something from the Book of Revelation.
Mm. Mm. I maybe, like, you know, file that away, but I just want to engage in, like, idle, I guess, largely one-sided chit-chat with the mm-hmm. ghost kid.
Sure. Well, they might respond sometimes, actually, depending on what you're saying.
Maybe I explain what happened to me just before, or I tell them the story of the pirate.
They nod like they're listening.
Mm. Are we going to look for your friends? Are they in trouble?
After that, the little kid dressed as a ghost stops, and you feel them tense for a second.
Everything
they
okay?
look up at you, and then they start... They're not trying to just walk with you. They're trying to drag you along. Like, there's a sense of urgency
we
now.
We got to get along now. Okay.
You hear distantly, ow.
Ain't no wolves in Ohio. Certainly ain't no wolves in Salt Fork. All right. We'll hurry up then.
All right. You start sprinting.
Mm-hmm.
Almost as soon as you start moving, a mist settles over everything. Thick. Like a fog cloud. Like a fog machine.
Yeah.
Just hit you immediately. You can see a mansion in the distance, and the spirit, the little kid, is trying to take you towards it.
I do believe this is the second ghostly house I've seen today.
As you're sprinting towards it, you spot a body crumpled, kind of half hidden by mist near the front of this mansion.
All right, I'll bend down and
the
look
doors
at
are
it.
Been the doors have been broken open.
Yeah, I'll bend down and look at the body.
As you get closer, you recognize it is Harry.
I'd like to...
You, maybe as well, like, yeah. when you start recognizing it's Harry, you start leaving the ghost behind and run towards Harry, obviously.
Yeah.
You are vaguely aware that the ghost is no longer there.
Of course they ain't. I'd like to do a medicine check on Harry.
Sure. What is your medicine dexterity?
Chance die! Oh, wait, medicine dexterity? Chance die! I'll use willpower.
Looking down... He is badly mauled. You can see that his leg is twisted, broken, and bloodied.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that his throat has been half torn out.
Is he dead?
He is not dead, but you do not think you have the expertise to save his life. You think he is going to die. There is just... He's losing too much blood too quickly.
God damn it, Harry. God damn it. All right, I'll like hook my arms under his, and I'll drag him as gently as I can into the mansion.
You hear into the mansion. All right.
Yeah.
You hear a crashing sound, breaking glass.
All right, I'd like to swivel around. Never mind that. In fact, can I fire him and hold him?
Oh, throw him over your back.
Yeah,
you can do that. Sure.
I'd like to look around for the ghost.
The ghost isn't there.
I look around for the footprints the ghost was leading me on.
The mist.
It's mist, I can't see.
Yeah.
All right. Do I have a vague direction of where the cars are?
Yeah.
I'd like to just start sprinting in that direction.
Oh. 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 Fuck. You go.
I don't know what's happening.
You bastard. Look, fair call. Fair call, but upsetting. But yeah. I've got Mr. Tom.
You got Harry.
I got Tom.
I'll be right. Tom looks Tom at Long, you sorry. And says, you look real hurt, sir. You okay? He rushes over to you. I don't have a first aid kit on me. He starts fumbling around at like his backpack. Maybe I got something in here.
Okay, well, just wait. So I'm still conscious, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, grab me and get me the fuck away from here as well. But look behind you because there's some crazy woman who's chasing us and she's out to kill us both.
His eyes go wide. What? He looks past you. All right, let's get out of here. You got attacked? He's like half dragging you. Do you want to spend another point of willpower to stay conscious? Do you have any willpower left?
I've only got one left and I feel like...
You want to roll or you want to spend it?
Fuck it, let's roll.
Yeah.
Let's live dangerously.
Caution to the wind, baby.
Oh, dude. Three successes, two re-rolls. You're very conscious.
Okay.
What happened? Should I be worried? We got to watch out as well. There's a wolf around here somewhere.
Okay. That wolf is a woman, and that woman stabbed me with a knife. I've got her right here.
What?
Just drag me to the cars and tell me you've got some sort of first aid with you. Oh, wait. I'm like, oh, wait. And also, have you seen Mr. Short? He's around here somewhere as well.
No, I haven't seen him. I was looking around and just bumped into this mansion and I saw you.
So am I like sort of able to walk a bit?
He's cough carrying you.
But I'm helping. Like, it's not a...
Well, yeah, you're also walking yourself. Yeah, okay. But because of you've got a -3 to all actions. He is moving a lot. He is making you move a lot faster than you would be normally. Speaking of -3, would you like to spend willpower or roll again?
I got 3 successes last time. You're just trying to knock me out.
It's every round you've got to roll.
Every round. Every 5 second. Well, 7 seconds.
Let's roll. I've given him enough to save me.
You collapse.
Okay. It's a bad time, to be honest.